Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we are coming to you with an important topic from parents. For parents and teens today, we're talking about the consequences of drinking. We sourced our information from the AustinFamily.com site and also from their magazine, which is available in Austin and online. We used the April 2016 periodical, so you'll know which month to look if you're in the archives on the website. And that's the one with the girl with the superwoman t-shirt. And so they ran an article, and the article is entitled Straight Talk and Smart Moves, and it's helped your teen make good decisions about alcohol. And you know, Raquel Green is the lead of our show, and he's a teen, he's 19 at this time, and we have a family show, and the family is about teen topics and, you know, hard-to-reach topics that you may have to discuss with your parents, and sometimes just leisurely things, but we wanted to bring you this topic because my son is of age at this time, and he's driving, and a lot of you grew up on the show with us for the last 4 years, and we wanted to talk to you about your, you know, 18 and, you know, the new consequences of possible behavior patterns. Talk to them about the lifelong effects from changing of the brain and going through development. It also talks about memory problems if you drink. It talks about problems with normal growth and development, hindrance. Some problems show up if you're over drinking. Okay, and it talks about unwanted and unprotected sexual activity. You know, your brain is inhibited when you're on alcohol, and sometimes you make poor choice, so you have to think about that. Problems at school, such as poor grades. Sometimes you make a decision to drink, you go to sleep, you miss the studying, and then, you know, you don't pass the next test. So, you know, that could be a big problem. Social problems such as withdrawal from activities. Sometimes you want to go to a drinking party instead of, you know, just a social mixer where there's no alcohol. So sometimes good friends become unimportant or uninteresting because they're not doing, you know, some of these wayward things. Legal problems such as hurting someone or being arrested. That could fall into 100 categories. Car accidents and other injuries such as falling or drowning. These are issues where you have to have good discretion and know when and when not to drink. You wouldn't drink if you were driving. You wouldn't drink if you were in a, you know, place where you could fall or if you were near a pool. Okay, so we want you all to remember some of these items if you listen to the show yourself. Parents, if you're going to talk to your kids, source everything you can online. Get all the periodicals, read books with tablets all around their beds. You know, just anywhere they're reading, in the kitchen or somewhere in the car. You know, just get literature and whatever else you think is important. Join clubs and organizations. Okay, and they also speak of, you know, one of the harshest consequences, which is death from alcohol poisoning. Okay, and they also speak of abuse of other drugs. So they also want you to communicate the seriousness consequences of alcohol. Look for chances to talk about alcohol. So set up time, make appointments. You know, like poke around the room, you know, be there when you get home, wait up overnight. Just do whatever you can to make sure that these are issues that you can discuss and make sure that they had the talk, not just the sex talk, but the alcohol talk. My name is Tammy Joyner here. If you're here on Blog Talk Radio, we're discussing consequences of teen drinking. And even if you're a drinker yourself, parents, make sure your teen is of age, because some states have to say that you're 21 to get alcohol. So if someone's getting them pools, you know, you have to let them know early. Talk early because other people can get booze, and sometimes there's bars in the house if you just go in the house and get, you know, booze from the family bar, you know. So set examples with your own behavior. Help your teen have a just-in-case plan. Know where your teen is, know your teen's friends and their parents. Lock up the alcohol at home. Talk to other parents about ways to keep your teen safe. And don't forget to research every topic. Stay on top of your teen as far as what's going on. Plan ahead, set examples, communicate, communicate. And communicate. That's our time for this show. Until next time.